fucking ignore me.
I'm not ignoring you. I'm just waiting to go.
I don't like to be ignored.
Waiting to fucking start this engine.
It's kind of like when my old lady ignores me.
Yeah.
Well, I just fuck with her.
Yeah, just make it worse.
Yeah. Generally.
That's smart. Yeah. I like that tactic. Maybe I'll try it. Never.
You should try it.
No. You know what I always wanted to do, though? I had an old buddy that I worked for or with also. And he said he had been married a while. And he was like, man, well, next time you guys are in a heated argument, whatever, just pull your dick out and see what happens.
Oh, I've done that. I've done that. It works. That's legit. It actually does work.
Because I don't know what to do.
Yes. Yeah, like,
yeah. It works every time, dude. I swear to God, I get laughed at every time.
Oh, shit. I'm going to bring this in. You ready?
Oh, shit.
Start recording, or do they have you already?
Yeah, I've already started that.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, sorry, guys. Yes, we are back out of bounds.
Let's start that over again. You sound like shit.
19th hole. Apologize we had to miss last week. Work comes first, especially when this thing don't fucking pay and we can't figure shit out.
Yeah. Needed the chairman.
Chairman.
We needed Danny or the chairman, yeah. And
whoever wants to get paid and make nothing. The first one that responds can have that job title. We do now. I'm looking at, we got our video stuff in that we don't know what to do with it. We got lights. It looks like we're starting an only page.
We are starting an only page.
It looks like it.
It's going to get serious in here.
Let's get serious, man. Yep. Let's get the clap right.
Hold on. You know what the problem is? I can't hear any of these sounds that I play.
They might not be playing at all.
I think they're playing. I'm pushing buttons.
Yeah, maybe not do that.
Trying not to do that.
I'm pushing them buttons a little hard. He's a little frustrated over there with this shit.
I am frustrated. I try to do this
every fucking week.
Every fucking week. Different. I can't even put the headphones on. I can't even hear your sexy voice right now.
No, you can't. But everybody else can. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully is the key to that.
Yeah, we missed last week. We was actually working on the west side, and goddamn, did we get a bunch of west side vibes over there. Jesus. And I came up with this thought, man, and I think it's not just the west side. Or it's this neighborhood in the west side. Price Hill has a stench of fucking marijuana and human and dog piss mixed together. And it starts about 9 a.m. Because we were over there earlier and we were at this house, which is heavy front door action, we'll just say. I'm trying to paint this fucking door.
Heavy front door
action. I'm trying to paint this door and you got fucking... Oh my God!
Man, it's
you
a
got
trap
the guys
house.
Coming up trying to get in that. Let's get their fix for the fucking day every 5 minutes.
Let's just say what it is. But it was a trap house.
100%. It was a trap house. But I wouldn't expect that the people that was running the trap house to be who they were, because they all kind of looked like they were retards. Didn't?
look. I don't want to talk bad about anybody, but I will.
Yeah, we have. it's the truth. Man, there were some weird looking.
It's different. But I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
I feel a little, I missed out on our podcast. You know, I felt like I was missing it. I was missing doing it. I was missing sitting here bullshitting.
Yeah.
Missing talking. And almost like today, I didn't really know what to do when I turned this fucking thing on. Like, I forgot how to set the shit up.
Obviously.
I really did. Like, I do every week, but, like, this week was worse than before.
No, but every time we get it set up, you don't touch anything. We come back the next fucking week, and it's all jacked up.
Yeah, bullshit. Apparently there were a bunch of cords unplugged.
Chairman, Danny, somebody please help us, because this ain't working.
Especially now, since I got this video camera pointed at Chris's ball sack.
Yeah, it's weird. Zoomed in pretty
zoomed
tight
in.
Too, man.
But I got good lighting on it. We got these light boxes in here now, too.
Yeah.
We probably need to get some stuff on these walls so people don't look at us like we're idiots.
Up there or something. Maybe I'll make my wife make some more paintings.
Maybe we should move out of this office and go into that office over there or something.
And yours? Is it a big man's
office? Yeah, at least it's got some things on the wall.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we don't worry about things on the wall. We worry about getting work done in this office.
Ooh, okay. Touche.
Had a good weekend. How was your weekend? A little weekend recap. Anything cool, exciting? Worked all weekend because you don't look tired today.
No, I'm not tired today. I didn't work yesterday. I did work on Saturday, though. Did I work on Saturday? Yeah, I came to the shop and worked on Saturday. Then went home and mowed a bunch of grass.
You got a lot to know. But on that zero turn, man, you should have it dialed in pretty good
Oh, I did have it dialed in.
You get stuck?
So Josh called me about 11 p.m. or 11 a.m., I should say, because he went over to the house to do some work.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you want me to get going, man? I was like, that grass is pretty tall, man. Why don't you just start mowing that grass?
So hold on a second. The same guy you were bitching about getting a bobcat stuck. And we've had the conversation about how easy these things are to get stuck. You're telling me, well, let me finish the story here. Here's the problem. You wrote your own ass on this one.
Here's the problem. This guy, he fucks with everything before I told him, just get on the mower, right? Just start some bitch up. Put the dial on 3 because I cut it at 3 inches. Okay. Get the little zero turn going. Push it forward, man. Pull the little button. Poof, the blade's engaged and you're on.
Yeah.
Calls me up and eats. I don't know what's wrong with this thing, man. Jesus Christ. Here we go, man. Oh, here we go.
You couldn't get it started?
Something always wrong with it. Something wrong with it. Something he's got to fix.
Oh,
He got to fix it. He got to fix it. So I come home about 5 o'clock after I explain to him that nothing's wrong with that lawnmower. I come back and I said, why's the lawnmower sound like that, dude? He says, what do you mean? Isn't it supposed to sound like that? I said, how long you been cutting grass? God, I've been out here forever, man. Been out here forever. I said, this is what you've mowed? You've been out here forever? Yeah, man, this thing doesn't really work real well. Bullshit. Keep in mind, it's a 60-inch zero turn. Okay, it's got 3 blades under the deck. Well, when he called me and said something don't sound right or something ain't right, I guess he somehow got a belt pulled off of there.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the first thing I was thinking.
And went ahead and rerouted the belts and got them all worked.
Oh, my God. He didn't have them ran right, did he? They're a bitch. Look, I don't know how about yours, but they're a bitch. They can be a bitch.
No, these are real easy, man.
Oh, okay.
Really easy. Really easy. I said, well, Josh, you think it could be because you only have one of the 3 blades rolling? And he said, huh? And I said, yeah, dude. You got 1 blade going of the 3. He was like, I was wondering why it was taking so damn long.
Jesus Christ.
And it was acting like it wasn't cutting. I thought the blades were dull. And I said, I'm guessing you thought the blades were dull at the beginning. And the first thing you were going to do before you even cut was try to take them blades off and sharpen them up. Because that's Josh. That's what he'll do. He'll sharpen the blades. He'll change the oil. He'll change the filter. You know, he'll readjust everything that'll hop on there and then shit's messed up. So, yeah, in the 4 hours that Josh was there mowing, 5, 6 hours he was in there mowing, you got about an eighth of the yard done. And he was wondering what was wrong with the mower.
How long does it take you to mow that yard if you do it all at once? A couple hours?
About 4.5 hours.
Are you kidding me? It takes you that long? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's about four hours.
That's not even like a fucking chore. That's like a job you gotta do, man.
It's a job. You gotta prepare for that.
And like you was talking about, it's hard to drink beer on them things.
You can't, and man, it's so
tough. It shakes it up anyway so bad.
I figured it out, though.
Okay.
I figured it out. Abby.
Yeah?
Will sit on the front of the deck where your feet go, because she likes to ride because there's a bunch of hills and shit.
Yeah.
She'll sit on the front, and I employ her.
Beer koozie.
To hold my beer out straight, okay?
Personal beer
koozie. Hold it out straight, Abby. God dang it. We hit them bumps. Don't shake it up.
Don't
shake that shit up now. You know, she'll hold it straight out. So I employ that, and it sometimes works until I go down the big hills, hit the big bumps.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, man.
I do. And then, so I didn't work yesterday, and I'm kicking myself in the ass for that. I really am. Because you know what happens when I don't work?
Nothing gets done.
Well, besides nothing getting done. But then the old lady wants to do stuff.
Oh, God.
Because she knows I'm not doing nothing. So it's, oh, you know, Hannah needs this. Abby needs this.
There's no $600 bill. I need
this. We need to go do some spring shopping for some clothes and shit. They're too big for all their stuff. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you what. I wish I worked. I wish I would have never even woke up and said I ain't got nothing to do. I wish I would have woke up about 3 a.m. and started working.
Started working, yeah.
And then I don't get bothered. If I'm working, the only person that bothers me is Abby. Because she just wants to come and be involved.
Right.
And she'll just work. She'll do whatever. Everybody else just leaves me alone.
Yeah, I made that mistake.
Yeah, well. $1,200 later. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. You take these girls to Target? It is on like fucking Donkey Kong, man. Like, Jesus Christ, I've got an unlimited amount right here on this fucking card. Here we go, baby.
Let's get it.
We went to fucking, where'd we go? Went to Target, TJ Maxx.
Huh.
Went to Five Below. Went to that JD store, which I was upset because at that point I'd done spend so much money that I can't buy these Air Maxes here because I don't want to spend them more money.
What's the JD store?
It's this JD store over here by Five Below in Eastgate. It's like a shoe store.
Oh, is it?
It's like a Jordan store.
Okay.
They got one in Florence Mall and one out in Kenwood. It's huh. JD. They do shoes, Nike shit like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I've seen these Air Maxes that I want.
That's what you need, another pair of them. You got how many pair of Air Maxes you got?
I haven't bought any in a while.
It's true. You got about 20 different pair, don't you?
Yeah. But I haven't bought any in a while. I had these ones on sale, these Terrascapes that I ain't seen in a long time. And I wanted them.
And you couldn't get them?
Well, I could. I just chose not to.
God, well, you can be sacrificed for your family, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
You shouldn't feel good about it.
Went to Kohl's. Went to O'Charlie's. Yeah, it was great. It was a great day for them. It's great day like for
you
them.
Could have went on vacation for that kind of money.
Well, I it's like when we came home, I told a little lady, I said that that's 3 years. 3 years, we'll do that again in 3 years.
They got shoes that are fucking three sizes too big.
We'll do that shit in 3 years, babe.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So that was that was kind of how my weekend went. What about you? You do anything else on this weekend?
Yeah, speaking of TJ Maxx, had to do a little shopping. I had to get some bigger clothes. I had to buy some t-shirts. And I'm never good at shopping at these fucking places, dude. TJ Maxx, Gabriel Brothers, and places. It's I can't hard. Ever find shit. And I give up.
Yeah, I give
so
up.
So I told the old lady,
yeah,
take me, I'll go shopping with you, but you shop for me and just, I'll yeah. say yes or no.
Yes.
That's...
You can do all that looking yep. stuff.
And that worked out because I gave up a couple times and she got done. And I was like, how in the fuck did you find this? Because
they'll search man. Through that shit.
Yeah,
like they're good search. At it. They're good at it. It cracks me up because I had to warn Abby before we went into TJ Maxx. I said, look, Abby, you're going to have to look through all these clothes to find what you want. She said, what? I said, yes, you got to look.
Yeah.
Because Abby's the girl that goes into the store, sees it on the mannequin. That's the outfit I'm getting. That's the outfit I'm getting. That's the outfit I'm getting. And that's how she does it. Because she's not going to look around. She's got the patience that I do. None
whatsoever.
I don't have any for that shit. I don't have any. That's why I didn't buy shit. I didn't buy one damn thing for myself. Yes, I take that back. Q-tips.
Nice.
We needed some Q-tips at the house. I did find did you Q-tips. Get
the thousand
pack at Five Below.
You got to get... Oh, you got the off-brand?
I don't give a damn what they are. They go in my ear and they come out.
Q-tip brand for me. I got to get the Q-tip brand.
I don't even know what they were. Q-tips.
Yeah.
They were Q-tips. What?
Yeah, I got to have the kind of like you and your ketchup. I got to have the brand Q-tip.
There's an actual Q-tip brand?
Yeah. I think P&G makes them.
Really?
Yeah.
It just doesn't say Q-tip on all of them?
They have the...
This doesn't make any sense.
I'm telling you, there is a brand.
There is not different fucking...
Yes, there is.
Okay, look.
I'll bring them in tomorrow and show you.
Look, don't bring your Q-tips in here. Yes, I am. Don't bring your used goddamn Q-tips in here.
I can buy like 5,000 of these motherfuckers in a box.
Hold on, wait a minute. Do the off-brands say like...
Q-tip.
Like B-tip?
Q-tip.
Q/tip.
Yeah. Q-tip.
Ah. No, see, that one's got a capital T, and this one has a lowercase T, which makes it non-conforming to the normal Q-tips that I buy.
They're military standard Q-tips.
A capital Q and a capital T for those to be real Q-tips.
Gotta have them. I gotta have them.
Just so like, you don't want them ones that break off in your...
I don't want the ones that you get done.
Where you pull out.
Yeah, you pull out there.
In the like, cotton.
You got a goddamn...
You got a string of cotton going with
it. You got a fucking ear dingleberry.
Ear dingleberry.
I love it. Shit. We're getting going now, boys.
I got ear dingleberries off these lowercase Q-tips.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's good. So
you
chopping Gabriel Brothers? You know they got different things in them.
What, Gabriel Brothers?
Yeah. It's like the old Value City. Remember they used to have the clothes?
Oh yes, they had clothes.
But the problem with that is at Gabriel Brothers is there was nothing like. Everything was mixed together.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't have any goddamn patience. Dude.
You got to be
they're
a
all certain. Mediums. You got all the good shit's medium normally. Yeah. It fits like a small. I got the wife picked me out 3 fucking pair of shorts. None of them fit. Because they say the size, right? But they're actually 2 sizes under that. That's why they're at Gamer Brothers. One leg's just a little longer in the shirt. The zipper sideways.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
But well, here's the question. Crazy. Hold on. As we're fucking leaving TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
This is no shit. We're getting to the car. We drive up, and I see a guy walking his fucking dog headed toward TJ Maxx's front door. And I was like, there's
no fucking way
he's taking that dog.
And yes,
like,
he did.
And I told the wife, I was like, he's just walking it. Sure as a motherfucker, he took that dog into TJ Maxx.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because I seen a chick in TJ Maxx with her damn dog.
Are you serious?
This wasn't no small dog. This wasn't no purse dog.
This guy's dog wasn't a small
dog. This dog was big. She walked that fucking dog right in there. Right in that fucking place.
How did you feel about that?
I really didn't give 2 shits. She didn't have a dog around me. I mean, I know how you feel. But all I'm saying is...
It's getting carried away. It's getting fucking ridiculous.
It is. Well, that's also my reason for not going to places. for stupid shit like this.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It does give me a reason to bitch.
It's dumb. But I was shocked when I seen that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not as shocked as I was at, actually just as shocked at the Mexican restaurant.
You know where else I went? The fucking Rally House. You been in a Rally House yet?
That's Rally the House. They got the red stuff.
Rally House.
Yeah.
You haven't been in. Oh, my God. Rally House, not just red stuff.
Memorabilia.
You're talking all kind of local team stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so there's one right over there in Eastgate by the Five Below.
Shout out Rally House.
Shout out to Rally House. Here's what I'm going to tell you, Rally House. Make it easier for me to find something.
Okay? Was it all jumbled in there?
Because it's like Gabriel Brothers, only organized, but has a lot of shit. I hit overwhelmed stage. Okay, and I don't like that. I don't like that. Too much shit going on. Yeah. I'm out of this motherfucker.
What?
I can't find anything because...
What was you looking for?
Nothing.
Okay.
I wasn't looking for anything. I just wanted to go in there. I just wanted to go in there and see what was what. And like it's big store, good size store. And I'm talking it's just hoodies hanging up together. Like UK hoodies all over the place. And then UK shirts and UK hats and UK shorts. UK pants, UK this, UK this. All in this little section right here. Like, about as big as this office right here. And then, boom, here's another section. Well, here's UC stuff. Bam, 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 bam. You just
got overwhelmed.
It's just too much.
Overwhelmed.
It's too much. Like, I just want a Reds t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay? But, like, there's 800,000 different Reds t-shirts. None of the t-shirts are hanging up. They're all folded, sitting all over the fucking place, and it's all random. Like, okay, well, let me look and find a hat. Okay, well, I got a Bengals hat over here in this corner, but I got to walk all the way back to this corner to find a Reds hat, and then I got to go over to this side to find a Xavier hat. I'm like, eh, and, you know... Put my hats in one place. Put my t-shirts in one place. Put my hoodies in one place. Let me know where I'm going when I'm going through this fucking store, man.
Did it feel like you was at IKEA?
Yes. Like I'm just walking in circles. In circles and I'm just doing this.
Steam coming off your fucking head.
Dude, I was out. I was out. It took 2 minutes. They went into Five Below and I told them already. I said, I'm out of here. I am out of this store. I don't like that Five Below store either. way too much going on.
There's a lot of shit going on at Five Below.
Here's the deal. I'll go into Five Below by myself all day long. What I will not do is go in there with three kids. Oh, it is shit. Ass out. I am walking out that fucking door. Nope. Baby, this is you. You do this shit. Because y'all will look at all kind of crap all day long.
And there's a bunch of crap to look at.
And I can't. I just can't handle it. It's just too much. It's too much. Too much for me. No, I'm out. Bye-bye. I'm going to this rally house. I'm going to walk right past. I'm going to go to this JD store. That's what I did.
Didn't like it then, huh? Okay. Huh? Sounds like both weekends we did some shopping.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I told you we was down with Straight Street, but the extra material's still in there. Couldn't get the pipe and the tuba cores in my car.
Ooh.
All the extra material's there. Elbows.
We'll say have to, we'll have to send it to pick up everything out.
Yep, it's all in the front room as soon as you walk in.
Okay.
A little bit of trash is on the porch.
Okay, we'll get that taken care of.
All right, well, I told you it was done, and I was just thinking back. I was like, no, it's not. I was just looking at pictures. There's stuff on the floor. But I'm getting screened, and then I'm about to check out at Lowe's.
All right.
You guys coming back to my place?
Which place?
Where I'm at today?
Yes, tomorrow.
You want me to leave the extra screen there?
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right, call. All right, just have him call me. All
right. Later.
That was a quick phone call.
That was a quick phone call. Normally, you can't get off the phone with him.
Yeah.
He's a talker, boy. He's
so, where'd you go out to eat this week? Because you always go out to eat. Where'd you go?
We hit up Chili's. We haven't had that in a while.
Chili's.
You know what's funny? We actually
went. Baby back ribs.
We went to the fucking.
Baba Goose all.
We went out to the grocery store. And
what does that mean?
We were supposed to go to Kroger. Okay. That didn't happen.
Okay. Instead, you went to Chili's?
Because we went. My wife don't like shopping on our side of town because she always runs into the people that she,
yeah,
in her business, she's, yep, had to deal with. And it's all the time. And some people, you know, they're not the best of people. Mm-hmm. Some of them are. But actually, a cool story was we got Quaker steak and some chick, you know, came up, made my wife cry and everything, told her how she saved her life and shit like that. It was pretty cool. I guess a pretty cool. Good discount, too. What? Because of that, yeah.
What?
I guess, you know, she was the hostess and her and the manager had a pretty cool relationship, but it was just like, we're trying to eat, you know what I mean? And it's like a Dr. Phil session going on right here.
Kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. It really was.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, you got that ass, you know, that
side. You got
side
one
of
side
it,
of it, and you got the opposite side.
So we go to, she said, let's go to Kroger over off of, over in Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
Area.
Yeah.
Where TJ Maxx, it's not Fields Hurdle, it's called Harbor's Point, actually.
Yeah, Harbor's Point.
So we hit up, that's when we went to TJ Maxx, and we got out of TJ Maxx. She was like, damn, that chili smells good. The restaurant right there, Chili's.
Where is there a Chili's over there?
You get off the exit, Montgomery, turn right. It's up on the left.
Huh.
TJ Maxx and Chili's and B-Dubs are all over there.
Is that before or after the melting pot?
After.
Okay.
I haven't been there. I heard that's a pretty cool spot, but expensive.
I went there one time.
Yeah?
One time. You just dip everything in cheese and chocolate.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's just...
it's
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it one time. It's kind of like your Fuji Steakhouse story.
Everything tastes the same.
Everything tastes the same. You do it one time for the experience, and then you move on. Yeah. So it sounds like you had a good weekend, though.
It's pretty cool. It was good. You know, not too bad. It's never long enough, it feels like.
What are you trying to say?
Mondays suck. I hate them. I do. I really do.
That's crazy, because you know what the fucked up part is?
Huh.
I love Mondays.
That doesn't surprise me.
I love it. I love Mondays, dude. I love walking into the fire. I love it. Let's walk into the fire on Monday. Let's see who's bitching today.
Everybody.
I love it. Let's do it.
Girl Caitlin Clark had her first preseason game. Scored 21 points. 21 points.
Whose girl? You're that's your girl.
Caitlin, huh?
That's your girl.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to see her do good.
Well, why wouldn't you? Angel Reese did good.
So... the demand for Indiana Fever tickets has increased by how many percent, you think?
Ooh. From, okay, from last year? Is that what we're going by? So the increase is, I would say...
Since 2004 to now.
Oh, Jesus. Well, that doesn't...
Well, okay. That's
like,
going
come
back
on,
too
man.
Far.
That's going back way too far. But I would say it's probably
30%. 93%.
Jesus! Really?
According to StubHub.
Really?
Yeah. 93%. I mean, fucking
she's going to be a big draw for sure. Yeah. Where do they play at?
I imagine where the fucking Indiana Pacers play.
No, they're not going to play in the Indiana. No.
Why wouldn't they?
Because, yeah, they're not. They're not going to play in the same court.
Why?
Well, because they need a smaller court.
What do they need a smaller court for? It's the same size court. The three-pointers ain't the same. Or the, I don't think the foul is either. But
no, the foul line I think is the same.
Is it?
Yeah, the three-pointers aren't the same. I don't think they would play at the same place.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so, dude.
I'll have to look
but I would say I would definitely to say the demand I'm sure is up just because of her.
I do think it's funny that and two girls that were battling each other, one from South Carolina, and
they went to the same place, didn't they?
Yeah, Angel Reese and what the hell's that other girl's name? Now they're on the same damn team.
That girl with all hair, dude.
Yeah, the one getting her hair pulled and shit.
Yeah, yeah, they went to the same place, and I think they both played. Yeah. But one of them went out because I think they had a shoulder injury or something.
What the hell's going on with our Reds, bud? Not fucking good.
I told you.
It is not good. Dude,
same thing.
They've had 11 hits the entire series against the Orioles.
They've struggled.
That ain't going to cut it, bud.
Well, they've struggled. You know, they haven't been, they just, you know, it happens. It comes in waves.
It does come in waves.
When it comes to baseball, it comes in waves.
I hope this wave stops soon.
Well, it should stop. I mean, they've got a new series coming up now. You know, they're done. I think they're done with the Orioles.
They are. They got the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks now?
Yeah.
Are they at home or are they away?
They're at home.
Oh, well, they're at home. Maybe they can win some games at home.
Hopefully get back
into a groove where they can hit some
little big red man. God damn it. That's Lowe's call, isn't it?
Oh, why's it got to be God damn it? Were you on to something?
He was right in my backswing.
Right in your backswing. It's Jeff. Hey.
At this time, I would like to thank our sponsors, Professional Property Partners. We are a residential management company focusing in all aspects of residential turns, paints, flips, trash outs, whatever your needs are, interior and exterior. Yeah, we do that too. It says it on our van. Also by Miller Family Auto Group, where we sell good cars, period. And they will be clean. Clean cars. If there's something wrong with it, we will get it fixed. Unfortunately, in times like this, we do have a company to run, and sometimes we have to take phone calls, and sometimes we might have to miss a podcast, which we apologize about. Really didn't like doing that. We had a bunch of people asking us, you know, what's wrong, what's going on. We were just busy at work, man. That's the bottom line, and we are blue-collar guys first, podcasters second. I mean, if this thing picks up, makes it some money, trust me, we'll do one every day. We do have some new equipment that we're going to try to install here. Make some videos for you guys while we're doing this. I mean, our faces are funny enough to look at. We probably won't even have to talk. Other than that, we're looking for subscribers. Anywhere you guys listen to your podcast, subscribe, like, comment. We need more subscriptions. We're doing pretty good right now, but we need to reach a goal, and we're not there yet.
What's our goal?
500.
500 is our goal.
Yeah, we have 2 right now. So we're working on it. We're trying to get better. Hope we get some more, you know, subscribers. Like us, share us, tell your friends about us. Tell your moms, tell your mom's friends. Tell your dad's friends. Tell your buddies on a golf course. Joey B is throwing. I seen him today. Goddamn, he better not get hurt. I mean, that's the last thing we need. I'm super excited about the Bengals. I always am. And then my heart gets broke. There he is, flashing the light. That's what we needed. Now I feel like I'm in a lineup and fucking... the Justice Center. Which may or may have not happened in my past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it on TV.
I was the only guy sweating, I'll just tell you that.
I've seen it on TV.
Okay. Oh, shit. Hey, man.
So, how are we doing,
this,
buddy?
This F1, Miami Lando. He's got the best name in F1 racing, in my opinion. Lando,
they all have Norris. Good names.
I love it.
They all have good names.
Yeah, but his is pretty good. Finally, somebody beats fucking Red Bull, man.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened, though.
It looked like that Verstappen was on a roll there, and then he got sideswiped by his teammate.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
So, who's his teammate?
Like he shot out in front of everybody like he always does.
Not Sainz. Carlos Sainz and his teammate. Mm-hmm. Sainz and Leclerc, they race for Ferrari. He's a Spanish guy.
Hold on.
Gosh.
Sergio Perez.
Perez. Perez sideswiped him. They were probably racing. Perez likes to try to beat him, but Perez can't beat him.
At the start, Verstappen flew away from the line, but was also sideswiped by his teammate, Sergio Perez.
Ooh, a little surge got on in there. I like it. I'll be honest, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to F1.
And why is this? And we talked about this.
We talked about it.
How come we haven't been paying attention?
Because I think out of the last 50 races, Max Verstappen's won like 39 of them.
He came in second, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
It almost seems like they're cheating, man. I don't get it. I don't get it.
They are cheating.
I mean, they're leading everything.
They just haven't figured it out. Well,
I don't.
And they will. It's kind of like how F1 goes. F1 will have a team that just wins constantly.
I felt like that was Mercedes for a few
years. Yeah, Mercedes did it for 7-8 years.
Because of the driver more than anything, not so much the cars. Like these,
you're still going to have a better car. Yeah. You're still going to have a good car. I mean, because you got to think, these drivers, the difference between first place and last place is a second. You know, the difference between first place and 10th place is hundreds of a second. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. But, you know, good for Lando. He needs to win.
Yes. Aston Martin, right?
I was going to say, he's with McLaren.
McLaren. My bad.
And we talked about the chairman. We talked with the chairman about this the other day.
And the chairman joined us for tendies.
He did.
It was nice of him.
He did join us. And what do you mean it was nice of him? We got it for free.
Well, yeah, he did do that. Well, I got mine for free since that wonderful golf round that I shot.
Hold on, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. I know you wanna talk about how great that was, but I do want to talk about the fact that the chairman showed up for Tendies.
Yes, he did.
And we greatly appreciate that.
We did.
And he had not seen the F1 show on Netflix. So look, I know there's probably a lot of listeners out there that really don't get into F1, and really, I don't get into F1.
I didn't either until I watched the show.
Until I watched the show. Now, the thing is Netflix has done F1, they've done golf, they've done tennis, and they started with F1 when they did a sports show. And I thought it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I loved it.
I did too.
Loved every fucking bit of it. And that's what really got me hooked into F1 and hooked into how much fucking money actually rolls through this F1. Seeing these guys every week in different parts of the world.
Yes.
We're not talking about different parts of the country.
No, world.
We're talking about different parts of the world that these guys set up. They set up cities in each one of these places. And it is amazing. It's nuts to see all the people that work for just an F1 team.
Yeah.
I mean, Mercedes says they've got their own building over in whatever, British Columbia or whatever, that they employ like 450 some odd people.
Just for F1.
That's just at the building for F1.
And the fucking buildings are amazing themselves.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The fucking structures that these places have. I couldn't believe it.
I know you watched the fucking shit, and you saw the McLaren building.
Oh my god,
dude,
all of them, they're fucking crazy.
They're, to me, it's what I like to call magical. I think they're magical.
Ooh, we got that magical money,
dude. And you walk in, and you're talking about race.
Like that.
They've got race cars lined up that they've raced since the 40s and 50s and 60s,
it's
dude.
Cool. It is a very. Cool
it is
show.
So cool.
Definitely check it out, man. I mean, there's a bunch of seasons that'll keep you busy for a while. Kept me fucking busy for a while because I couldn't turn it off. I was watching two episodes a night, three episodes a night.
I'm talking, I think there's six seasons, maybe.
I'm not exactly sure.
Five or six?
Yeah.
And there must be 13 episodes every season. So, I mean, you can spend some time doing it. And really, I will tell you this. It highlights the drivers a ton, which I really liked. Makes you really like drivers and really understand F1 and why people like drivers.
Yes. They are characters.
Because that's really it, guys. I mean, they all go just as fast as the other ones. There's milliseconds change from first place to last place. But the drivers, I think they really change how you view it.
Yeah.
Because you know the driver.
Absolutely.
You get to know.
I was shocked at how much money, like you said, in these
Except
cities
that
they set up.
Except that fucking Verstappen guy.
They were just in Miami, right? The next race is in Italy.
Yeah.
Is that they got to ship all that stuff to Italy? Yes. And set, I just cannot believe.
I mean,
they're like you said, they got on site on the race, they got fucking buildings set up with restaurants and fucking gyms.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And they all have them.
And you see, what I love is you see these guys are all young, okay? Most of them, not all of them, most of them that are racing, that are drivers, are young.
Yes.
You know, they're in their fucking 20s.
There's one guy that's a little older.
Alonzo's in his 40s.
Yes, Alonzo.
But most of these guys are in their 20s, right? And you got these guys that are driving for Ferrari that are in their 20s. And Ferrari gives them a brand new Ferrari to drive to the race from the hotel. And you see this thing, and it is just tits.
Yes.
It is tits. Yeah. And these dudes are just...
It's the same for every car brand.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It just amazes me. They just put them in them. Here you go, buddy.
Yep.
Here you go. Go ahead and take this $500,000 car.
I did see a...
Have fun.
Tell you how expensive these races are. I seen somebody had posted a menu. Say you're at the Masters, whatever. You know their prices.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Well, their shit was like $100, $200.
Really?
For like appetizers and lobster rolls.
No
and
shit.
Like that, yeah. The lobster rolls were like $200-something.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hit the lottery for that, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to have to hit the lottery for that. Imagine what it cost in...
Monaco.
Good God almighty. I couldn't imagine.
Bucket list.
You got to have magic money to go to places like that.
I like that. I like how you threw that magic in there.
I like that.
I'm kind of leaning towards using that a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of like your golf game last week.
Golf game was on point.
Magic.
It was a magic man out there.
Magic.
Man. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I'm telling you.
But just four birdies, shot a little one under. This is only on 9. You probably would have played 18. It probably wouldn't have
been. It probably would have fell apart. But still.
Shit happened, man. Want some money. Played good. Beat up on Dale.
Won so much money. You bought the chairman tendies.
That is very true. Thank you, dear Track League members, for allowing me to
get the chairman tendies. Some money.
So, yeah, that's some always
money.
Good.
Got some money. Got some tendies. You know what? I didn't get any tendies out of that deal.
You lost also. What do you mean you didn't get any tendies?
I didn't get any tendies. I had to buy my own tendies.
Yeah?
I feel a little slighted.
So I should have bought your tendies too?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't even think about it. You're the one that said 2 checks.
You know, I mean, as your partner,
yeah,
I build you up for these moments.
Fucking thing. Actually, what'd you do?
I built you up for this moment.
You made me nervous on that one birdie putt.
I didn't make you. You were nervous on your own.
16 million. Which I wish was the case, because if I'd have won $16 million, we'd have been at that F1 race.
We'd have gone to that F1 race.
We would have, dude.
And we'd have paid $100 for those fucking crab cakes.
I don't know about that. We'd have found something a little cheaper, but
what?
Yeah, still going
to
be a little.
I swear to God, if you hit the lottery, if you hit the fucking lottery, and we go to that race,
yeah,
and you balk at the $100 crab cakes,
let's run an Applebee's.
I'm going to be so pissed.
Or Chili's.
I'm going to be so pissed. Do you have any baguettes that we can get instead?
That's hilarious.
Fucking speaking baguettes.
Of golf, man.
Sounds like the chairman talking.
CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. There was a 16-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Kim made the fucking cut. Played all weekend.
Yes, played all weekend.
Fucking nuts, dude.
Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy.
And this is...
What the fuck is really going on here?
Like 2 weeks ago, we talked about this 15-year-old kid.
Made the Corn Ferry.
That made the Corn Ferry.
Yes.
And shot well. This kid's 16. Not only did he make it past the cut, he went all the whole weekend.
Yes.
And he still ended up like... Maybe tied for 60th or something.
Yeah, but he's fucked.
He's fucking 16.
Talking about the PGA Tour. I mean, I'm shocked.
Here's the 65th
is what he finished
after the way you played last week.
Yeah, think about giving it a run. I was talking to the old lady. She was asking. I was telling her. Turn that light off. Yeah, I was telling her about the chairman, how he sent us the link so we could see his scores posted.
God, dude.
And she said, you know, how's he doing or whatever? And I was like, he fucking sucks. Like, I don't know what he's
bad.
Doing. And
she's it was
like,
bad.
Well, why?
So he had like, a bad day.
And she said, is he normally that bad? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
And I was trying to explain it to her to how... You show up to it's an amateur thing, it's a tournament, whatever. It's not like playing league golf. It's not fun. It's a sport. You know what I mean? You gotta take it like it's a sport. And
in that instance,
some people can't do that.
It's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough. I'll be the first one to say.
It's almost not even fun when you make it competitive like that.
No, because it is
too fucking competitive.
It is competitive at that point.
Yes.
And it's a different mentality.
Yes. It has to be. You need to show up an hour earlier, whatever, hit driving range balls.
Look, and I'll tell you this. I get it, Chairman. I understand. Because you start playing bad, and it'll tear you the fuck down.
That's very true.
It will tear you down because you are in a competitive mindset, and you want to play well. Who doesn't want to play well when you're in a competitive mindset? You want to play well. You're doing the best you can, and it just nothing is going your way, and it's going downhill faster and faster and faster.
Quicksand.
And honestly, maybe we should have a talk. Because I think you're getting in your own head.
I believe that.
I think you're getting in your own head. You don't get down on yourself. It's not that you get down on yourself out there. You know how it is. You get in your own head. Get in your own head, and you think about the last shot.
Yeah.
Don't think about the last shot. You can't think about the last shot.
I've been in spots where it's like, I don't feel like I've ever played this game in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck to do.
Yeah. You're thinking about the last shot a lot. Thinking about the last hole. Thinking about the last two holes. The hard part is to erase the last shots and to move on to the next one.
I agree.
It is. I've been
it's
there, man.
It's tough when it's competitive. And you played in high school and played competitive golf. I really never have other than league shit. And I played so good last week that, and I really didn't even, I kind of realized it, but I wasn't really paying attention. I was having so much damn fun with you, Dale, and Joe that it was just, I was loose.
You weren't really thinking about it.
No, I really wasn't. I mean, other than, you know, you get up for a birdie putt and you're like, oh, this is a fucking birdie putt. But
yeah, but you know what the downside was? I don't really think you were. You're probably thinking about it, but we all weren't really thinking about it until it was in a row and a row and a row. And then, like I said, we got on the tee there at 7.
Oh, my God. This is after birdie and
4.
Yeah.
4 holes. Birdie 4 holes. And I remember Joe and Dale standing there. We're all standing there getting ready to watch you hit. And I remember I turned my back to you.
It got so quiet.
I turned my back to you, man. I knew you was getting ready to hit. I turned my back and I looked at Dale and Joe and I said, why is it so quiet? What's the problem? And then here you go. Shink!
Oh my God, it was one of the best slices I've ever done.
It was a good slice.
I mean, it was a very good slice into the fucking water. But hey,
you almost.
I almost came back and parred that son of a bitch.
You did, and you almost landed on that island that was out there in the middle of the fucking lake.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It got bad. That was bad. Anyway, had a good time.
Going back to thinking about it, I got to tell you this story. Going back to thinking about it, I really got to tell you. So I traveled to some tournament when I was a little kid, and I forget where the hell this was. It was somewhere in like Tennessee or Indiana. I forget. I was young. I traveled to this tournament, and I was lights out. I was doing well, finally, in a tournament, which took about 10 of them. Before you get the nerves out of you, you get that competition out of you, and you know we were a bunch of kids, but there was a lot of kids, and there was a lot of good golfers, and I remember, I'm lighting up, I'm good to go, dude, good to go. I'm 11 years old, I'm even par through 13 holes, I'm feeling good, feel like I got a chance here, I got a chance. It's a 2-day thing. I'm going to make it to the next day. We get past this cut line. Because back then, it was 2 days for young kids. They do it on a Saturday and Sunday. And I remember hitting a drive, downhill par 4, not long at all. Me and this other kid right next to one another. We're like 60 yards away. It was short par 4. Hit my ball. He hits his ball. Go up to the green. And then he looks at his ball. And he says, dude, you hit my ball, and I hit your ball.
Mm.
2-stroke penalty.
Yeah.
Fell apart.
Oh, ain't that a
fell
bitch.
Fell apart. And this goes back to what I'm talking about, you know, with the chairman.
You guys playing the same logo? I mean, the same brand? Or
No.
Mm. So it was on both of you,
It was on both of us.
Yeah, we were
right next to one another. Literally, just 2 club lengths away. We didn't think twice about it.
Yeah.
I thought I was further left. He thought he was further right than me. We just walked up, hit him, dude. And all I remember is I fell apart.
Mm.
Fell apart. I'm talking double bogeys, triple bogeys. It just, because it takes so much to get rid of that when you're playing good.
Yeah.
When you're playing decent, you know?
That sucks, because that really wasn't even a bad shot. You know what I mean? That
was no, they were both great shots.
Fucked up that happened.
We both put them in the fairway, man. We were like 60 yards away. We thought we were big shit.
Yeah.
We were little kids. It was downhill, 400 yards downhill.
Could have just winked at him and said,
No, the etiquette kicked in. I'd have gone with it.
I'd have rolled with it
and just switched them balls when we went to the next hole.
Yeah.
But there were spectators and shit like that, and yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, dude, we turn around. But that goes back to the whole chairman thing, man. Try not to, if you can, you just try to move on to the next shot. You try to move to the next shot, because I have a feeling that's what happened. And you know what? I'm kind of disappointed, chairman, because I did put it up on the TV screen in the showroom at the car lot, and I had about 450 people here on Saturday. Sold about 38 cars.
Yep.
And everybody watched as you continued to drop.
That's crazy.
Down the leaderboard. I tried to talk it up. At first, I was like, hey, it's my buddy. Look at him.
And then people were asking,
look at him.
They gave me his autograph.
Yeah, they're saying, hey, you know that guy? Yeah. And I'm like, yes, the chairman. Check out our podcast. Sign this
Under Armour vest.
He'll sign that quarter zip. Bring in quarter zips and bring in vests.
Vests, yeah.
And he'll sign
them all day long.
Anything else, he's probably not going to sign.
Yeah.
But if you bring in quarter zips and vests, he'll probably sign off on them. And by the end of the time they were buying cars, they were asking me to sign their quarter zips and vests, because they knew you just weren't going very far in this tournament, and they were kind of upset. I showed them all the money you're going to win.
Yeah.
I showed them the trophy at the end.
Boy, it was big.
I showed them the places you could go and the people you could see.
And meet.
But clearly it didn't work out.
Damn it, Gary. I was really counting on you, chairman. I was really counting. The other Gary.
Yes, Gary.
Really counting on you on this one, man.
But I appreciate it. You know, I
wonder if he had enough gum.
You know what I think happened? Here's what I think happened. He saw those knickers.
He did see
that
the
I put that I found them on Amazon, the full getup.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck.
Fuck.
I could have got those for $149. Yep. The full outfit.
There was a guy there. He sent the picture of the guy there.
And
he's probably intimidated after he seen that. I would have been. Finished 25th out of 27th or something like that, chairman. Come on, man.
Next time, buddy. Next time.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. You know, it's no worse than you know, buying you a year-long membership at the DT.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hate to put their name out there like that, but that's why I went with the DT. You know, when you look at the money you spend, and chairman, you got a point. But you got that boat money, man.
Yeah.
You got that boat money.
He's got pontoon money.
No, not pontoon money. This is yacht money.
He's got yacht money?
He's got yacht money.
Whoa.
He's got Cuddy Cab money.
Whoa.
He's got Cuddy Cab money.
Jesus.
I'd
have been nicer to him.
But anyway, see, Dizzle lit that shit up last week. So fuck you, Gary. At least it gave me something positive. And fuck you, chairman.
The other Gary. And he did hang around. He hung around, didn't he?
Shot the shit. He hung around to watch you collect all your money. Slomez, if you ever listen to this, he took your money.
Everybody's money. This guy, Tyler Pendrith, he won the Byron Nelson, man. I don't know too much about him. He's 32 years old.
Tyler
Pendrith. His first ever win.
He's been playing for a while.
74 starts.
Yeah.
Good for him. He won $1,710,000.
So it was a shorty.
I'm sure that'll be coming handy.
It was a shorty this week.
It was a shorty.
That's all right. Got a little moolah in his pocket.
We got the Myrtle Beach Classic coming up.
What?
Myrtle Beach Classic.
No.
Yeah.
PGA?
No. Yeah, on PGA. The Dunes Golf and Beach Club. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm sure you have. That's why I brought it up.
I played there.
Because I knew you would probably know a lot more about it.
I played at the Dunes before.
It's a public course.
Huh. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, Dunes is.
Not too many headliners in this one, man. I have my pick wrote down already, though.
Wait a minute. For what?
For the Myrtle Beach Classic.
I think that's the second one that's going on.
What are you talking about?
Pretty sure it is.
What about that, bub? Ski? I think so.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Yeah. When's Wells Fargo?
We got one more event and then the PGA at Valhalla.
No, you got the Wells Fargo going on at the same time as Myrtle Beach.
Really?
Yeah, Wells Fargo's $20 million purse.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big one. I was going to say, if they're going to play the Dunes, I played the Dunes. Yeah. Dunes is tough, but not Wells Fargo Championship tough.
Mm, that's on me. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you should do a little research before you do this podcast.
I thought I did. Shit. Xander Schauffele won last year. No, Wyndham Clark did. And then, damn, he won 36. Ooh, he won $3 million, $3.5 million last year there. Jesus.
That's a $20 million purse.
Wow.
Wells Fargo is.
Where's this at?
Ooh, Auberg withdraws from Wells Fargo. Lingering soreness in his knee.
Who?
That Auberg dude.
Oh.
Oberg. Oberg.
Huh.
He's fifth in FedEx Cup, too. And he withdrew. Unbelievable. I don't know, guys. Send us your picks for this Wells Fargo. Let us know what you think. You know, C. Dizzle already has his pick for the Myrtle Beach Classic. At the Dunes. Still four. Hey, look. You say it doesn't mean jack shit, but I think you're wrong. Okay. I think you're wrong, and I want people to understand this, too. You've got two going on at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just what happened 2 weeks ago. Same thing when Billy Boats.
Billy Boats did.
Billy Boats won, okay? It's still a PGA tournament. It still counts as a PGA win. And 10 years ago, this $4 million purse would be huge.
Yes, it would be.
It'd be huge. You know, it wouldn't be a major, but it would be a big purse.
So you get the Hollow.
Quail Hollow?
Country Club. That's in Charlotte, so.
Yeah. So you've got the Wells Fargo and the Myrtle Beach Classic, which is crazy that the Wells Fargo's in Charlotte.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
And you're pretty close. Maybe we should go.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Do you think Gary Boats would take care of us on the expense?
No.
What if we podcasted from there?
Maybe.
You don't think Gary Boats would take care of that?
Maybe. That's fine. Okay, yeah. PGA Wells Fargo Championship. I like it.
Yeah, you like that, motherfucker?
Well, a shallow. I'm going to play. Here's my pick, man. I'm looking at him right now.
I don't give a fuck what you pick.
I'm picking the DeWalt man himself.
Why would you ever
pick slow that play, player? Can't lay. That's my pick. Stick with it. Write it down.
Is he even in the field?
Probably not, but we'll see.
I don't know about all that.
Well, who you like? Your boy Zally.
Chris Kirk.
That's a weird pick.
Why is that a weird pick?
I don't know.
I'm going Chris Kirk. Guys, send us, guys, ladies, gents, y'all, whatever.
All others.
Others. Others. We saw another today. Send us your picks, put them in our comments, we'll reply. If for some odd reason you beat C. Dizzle or myself and you win, we will send you an OB from the 19th t-shirt. You'll get that free on us
when we get them.
We already have them.
Oh, we do?
They've been on order.
Oh, yeah, on back order.
They're on back order. It's a hot ticket item.
They're hard to get.
OB from 19th, you let us know which ones you want.
Egyptian cotton.
We offer two right now. The one, where are you going?
Mm. And the other one is
hold that finish.
Love it. Hold a cocky finish.
Cocky finish. Yeah, well, just hold the goddamn finish.
Just hold the fuck finish.
Hold the finish.
Hold the finish.
So, I'm coming in with Chris Kirk. C. Dizzle is coming in with
the DeWalt man, Patrick Cantlay.
The She-Walt man, Patrick Cantlay. Should we go double time this week and pick the Myrtle Beach Classic as well?
That's fine.
The Dunes?
That's fine. I got my man, Bo Visor Cap Hostler.
Woo, Bo Hostler's playing.
Yeah.
I got to see the field. I don't know the field on this.
That's the only guy I knew. Besides Jay Haas, he's in there. I haven't heard or seen from him in a while.
What do you mean? He's been around.
Well, he's been around 100 years. Like his dad.
He's been around. Let's see who's in the field here. Whoa. Some Griffin finished tied for 13th in the CJ Cup last week. Missing the Cup at the Zurich. Ooh.
I think I know who you're going to pick.
Ooh.
I think I know.
I'm going to pick, you know what? I'm going to go with, you might want to write these down, buddy. Because, yeah, you get a pen out, write it down.
Who I think you're going to pick.
I'm going to go with Van Ruyen.
Fuck. That's not who I thought you were going to pick.
Who do you think I was going to pick?
C.T. Pan, just because you like saying his name.
I do like saying C.T. Pan's
name.
You're
going with the fucking train conductor?
Yes.
What
yes,
the fuck, I man? Am.
Van Ruyen.
Why would you go against your boy like that? You know he's going to wear them tight-ass pants with the fucking ankles showing.
Hey, why let's would not you even fucking that? Talk about that, dude. Wow. You wore the fucking ankle pants two fucking weeks ago at the D.T.,
I did.
You wore them, even though you thought they was baggy.
It was wet out. It was wet out.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was wet out. That's why I wore them. They were my rain pants.
You had to convince yourself and me that it was wet out. No, dude. You rocked those motherfuckers.
I did.
You rocked them.
I did.
And you know what? You can sit here.
Because they're stretchy at the top. They
were, you can sit here and say your wife picked them out. I don't care.
She did.
I don't care. I don't care. Van Ruyen is my guy. All right, guys. So we got a double.
Ooh, double take.
Double take, double picks this weekend.
I love it.
I went with Van Ruyen and who else? You wrote it down. You wrote it down.
I didn't write your pick down.
God damn it, C. Dizzle. Please tell me you wrote it down. Because I've already forgot who I picked. Chris Kirk.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, write it down. Come on, man. Write it down. Chris Kirk at the Wells Fargo. Eric Van Ruyen at the Myrtle Beach Classic at the Dunes because it fits him just right. Just so you know, I killed it at the fucking Dunes.
Did you?
Fucking killed it.
What does that mean?
That means they're probably playing on a different course than I did. Ah, Daniel Berger is playing there? Remember, Daniel Berger hasn't won shit.
Where the fuck he fell off the map?
Didn't he win the Masters?
Don't know about that.
He won something big.
I'll write these down. Bo Hostler.
Bo Hostler. Man.
I'll give us something to watch and look forward to. Like these NBA Finals games. Who you like, man? See who's left here? Got Knicks, Pacers, Nuggets, T-Wolves.
God, the T-Wolves Thunder are and Magic, so tough, dude.
Celtics and Cavaliers. I like the Pacers to beat the Knicks.
Knicks don't have any depth. They don't have anybody
they
else.
They don't, and the Pacers they have. But
Siakam is a stud.
Yeah. Who you like with the Nuggets and T-Wolves? T-Wolves are already up one game.
T-Wolves.
And they won at Denver.
I like the T-Wolves. That dude.
That's what everybody's calling him, Anthony.
Edwards.
Edwards is a fucking.
He's a beast.
He's a beast.
He's a beast. He's
only 22 years old.
Yeah. He's a beast. And he is. He wants it.
Well, and Rudy Gobert matches up pretty good with the Joker.
What do you mean?
Defensive player of the year.
Yes. He's the only person that could probably stop the Joker.
Not he really couldn't stop him, but he just kind of
well
manage him. You know
can manage him a lot better.
Yes.
Him and Wembanyama are probably the only ones that can manage those two. And you just don't. I mean, you got Anthony Edwards. You got Karl Anthony Towns. You got Rudy Gobert. And, I don't see anybody beating the Timberwolves. I don't see anybody beating them in a 7-game series.
Maybe the winner out of the Mavericks and Thunder. I think the Thunder's too young. I think the Mavericks are going to beat them.
You think so?
Yeah. They play pretty good.
The Mavs play good if the Mavs can get on Kyrie Irving's level.
Did you see that the last game he played?
Yeah.
After half, like he didn't have any points. He had all assists in the first half, and they were calling him out. I was watching the halftime show, and they're like, and the one guy, what the fuck is his name? It was Shaq, actually, said, if Kyrie has more than 6 points, they're going to blow these guys out. And he went on fire.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He can fucking handle that ball.
Kyrie,
dude.
He can ball.
Wow.
He can ball.
Yes, he can.
But my thing is, it's hard for Kyrie to play his game with Luka.
I think they play pretty good together.
Nah,
man.
They don't. No, they don't.
Well, they're doing something right.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
They're doing something right.
Disagree wholeheartedly. Kyrie has not done what Kyrie can do since he's been at the Mavs, simply because he's given that to Luka, but Luka needs to give him the fucking ball.
I agree.
My man Kyrie the ball because he's got a championship and he knows how to get there. Give him the fucking ball. Stop backing motherfuckers down for 35 seconds.
You just don't like him, man. You don't like him.
I can't stand watching him.
He gets the job done.
I can't stand watching him. He's a horrible defender. Horrible. It's goddamn awful. Have you seen some of the defensive? He's under the basket. This dude is 6'9". He won't even jump on defense under the basket.
He doesn't even jump on offense hardly.
He goes tippy toes.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Get on.
Hey, there's something we're not talking about. Our own Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're not our own. They're in Ohio.
They're in Ohio, playing the Celtics. I watched that team a game, and I was like, holy fuck, is that Tristan Thompson? He still plays for them.
Does he still play for the
Cavs? God damn.
For the Cavs?
I thought he was with the Kardashian clan out there in fucking L.A.
No, that only lasted for like a year.
He cheated a bunch. Like the sixth time she let go of him. Yeah, is that what happened? After she had a
Chloe.
Kid with him.
He had a big old bitch.
He had a kid with another girl.
Well, I mean, Chloe's 6'9", 1,287 pounds.
She's a bigger girl. I don't think Cavs have a chance against the Celtics.
Not a chance.
Maybe one game.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Depends. But so no.
Pacers, Knicks tonight. Who you like?
Pacers.
Do you like the Pacers to take it all? Or to take that series anyway?
I like the Pacers to take this series. Yes. I do like the Pacers to take this series.
And then they would have played the Celtics.
I think the Pacers are your sleeper team.
I agree with you. You had mentioned this before, man.
I think they are. I see Occam's a stud. He really is. I remember when they brought him over to the Pacers. I mean, he's an impact player. Impact player. And I think they've got a good head coach, and they've got a young team.
Brad Stevens won the freaking GM of the year again.
I'm sure he did. For Boston, was it all time?
Yeah.
He needs to be the coach of UK. Speaking of that, did you see all the transfers that what's-his-name has picked up?
The Kentucky guy? Has he picked up a bunch?
Yeah, dude. Huh. Yes. Like the Pac-12.
I think it's – you know what he has done is brought in a lot of older – UK alumni that played on basketball team.
I don't doubt that.
He has.
I don't doubt that for one second.
A lot of them. And a lot of them are going to be on his coaching staff.
That would make sense.
They're going to make it all UK like coaching staff.
Good play. It's a good play. Like he brought in the Pac-12 highest 3-point field goal percentage player. Some All-American that had more 3-pointers than anybody in the fucking universe. Brought some defensive player of the year out of the Midwest Conference. He brought some other guys. I mean, guys are leaving.
So you're liking the moves that he's making.
I'm liking the moves that he's making, but I want to see if he can put a team together.
Well, there's that.
I mean, you can get a bunch of studs, but if you can't get them to play together, it's not going to be.
You got to be able to coach.
You got to be able to coach them, man.
We'll
got to be able to put it together. But no, I'm excited. Man, I love the NBA playoffs. You know what we don't talk about that is super hyped up that everybody says is awesome?
What's that?
The fucking Stanley Cup playoffs.
Never could get into hockey, man.
I could never get into it, man, but they are fucking hyping it up.
Why? More this year than ever? Or just
it just seems like it, man. It seems like they're talking about games that are super duper close.
Yeah.
And like great games. I don't know. I can't get into it.
I can't either, man.
If y'all are out there and listen to us.
We didn't grow up with it, man.
And you know anything about hockey, shoot us some comments. Simply because we just don't get into it. So if there's a listener out there that does subscribe, that does listen to us, that wants us to talk about hockey, you know, shoot us some stuff.
I'm surprised hockey didn't like make its round around here, especially with the winners we have.
Well, I mean, it made it around when we had the Cyclones. The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, I mean, like.
Sorry, we still have the Cyclones.
In other cities where it's like.
But you know what's messed up is the Cyclones have won a bunch.
Yeah, they won a bunch of those. What are the Kelly Cups? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Kelly Cups. What are you doing? Are you fucking clipping your nails?
Cleaning them out.
What's wrong with you right now? Man.
Looks like I've been on the west side. Fucking with asphalt shingles. Not asphalt shingles, but asphalt siding, I mean.
Asbestos shingles.
Asbestos siding, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, asbestos siding.
What a nightmare.
Oh, God.
You got anything else you want to talk about, man? I'm about tapped out, man.
We'll never talk about that shit. Now, who's your picks? Who do you got in NBA? You always ask me, but.
I think Pacers going to beat the Knicks. I think the T-Wolves are going to beat the Nuggets.
Are you writing any of this down?
It's all up here, baby. Like that GPS, that built-in GPS I got.
Don't want to get us lost all the time.
Celtics over the Cavs. The Mavericks over the Thunder.
Mavs over the Thunder. Celtics over the Cavs. What about the T-Wolves?
T-Wolves over Denver.
T-Wolves over Denver. Who else is playing?
Pacers and Knicks.
Pacers and Knicks. Who you got?
Oh, my God.
Are I got serious? Slowed down. I gotta slow it down.
Pacers from Indiana.
You don't have to talk like that in the mic. It's just me and you.
Knickerbockers.
How about them Reds?
What the fuck is a Knickerbocker anyway?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Me neither.
I thought it was the golf pants forever, but it's not.
I don't know what it is. We should probably look that up, find out. That's something interesting facts we should probably know.
All right, y'all.
Means absolutely nothing.
Don't forget. You can catch our podcast on all of the podcast outlets. Okay. Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, all kinds of different podcast networks. Check us out on YouTube, though. Hit the subscribe. Hit the like. Send us some comments. We can't see comments or likes or subscriptions anywhere else besides there. Our goal is to get to 500 subscribers, y'all.
Yep.
We're at 102 right now. I know Chris says 2, but it's really 102. So, look, tell your friends. Share it with people. Get us to that mark so we can start making some videos. We can start having some more fun with this shit.
Make money.
Well, I don't know if we'll make any money, but if we get people to subscribe, you know, our idea is to bring in some video and maybe do some stupid shit on video. You know, really stupid shit, but we'd like to recreate some golf shots.
Yes.
Happened over the weekend, some cool stuff that happened. Even, you know, some basketball. Anybody want me to just dunk on Chris's fat ass, I will do it. I'm fine with that. If you want me
Shirts
to,
and skins, that's the only way
to show that. You how his love for Joe Burrow will break him down like glass.
Sexy Joe.
I will show you how that works. But check us out. Subscribe, follow, like, send us some comments. Hey, especially if you watch hockey, because we don't know anything about it. And we don't know if our listeners listen to it. So if you throw something in there in the comments and it has to do with some hockey, man, we'll look into it. And
yeah, we'll check it out.
We'll definitely watch it and we'll definitely spend some time doing it.
I agree.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all he got. All I got is golf seasons here. Okay.
Don't forget to drink your beer trays.
Drink beer trays. And maybe some summer shanties now that the weather's a little hotter. God, they taste so good. When you're out there, even if you're by yourself, somebody's watching. God's watching.
God's watching.
Look down upon that little white ball or yellow ball or red ball or whatever kind of colored ball you're playing that day.
Those little dimples.
Just look at the dimple. Find a dimple.
Those little okay. dimples.
Grab hold of that golf club like it's a real expensive pool cue.
Ring that motherfucker's neck.
I disagree with that. A little too tight. Not too tight. Put a little tension in your forearms. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Grab hold of that club.
There you go.
Waggle one more time if you wish.
Hit that heater.
Take one more look up into the sunset and visualize that shot.
Yeah.
See that shit. Be that shit.
Own that shit.
Own that shit. That's your shit. You're the only one that can do it.
Chairman.
Me. You.
Chairman.
James Bond over there.
James Bond. I don't know what that is.
Whatever that is. Hold that finish.
Hold that shit.
Because it's probably going to go left like a motherfucker.
Don't matter.
Or maybe even slice right into the water.
Don't matter. Squeeze them cheeks.
Squeeze the cheeks. Activate glutes. Hold that finish.
Put that pelvis.
Hold that finish if you're playing good.
Toward where you want it to go.
Hold that cocky finish. But don't have a cocky finish if you're playing bad.
Nah, don't do that.
You got to start with a good finish.
That's right.
Very important. Swing through the ball. Not at the ball. Swing through the ball
through
and
it.
Hold that finish.
Hold it.
We'll see you next week, boys. We're out of here.
Hold that finish.
Bye-bye.